Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to kick it off the same way we kick every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What do you have, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, and all the boys and girls down at Norell for being our title sponsor and for hosting us today. Big shout out to you guys. Thank you very much. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Clayton Hazelwood, and I've lived in Fort McMurray for 13 years. And I'm a new employee at Norell Toyota here. Started at the last week in November, and previous to that I was a driver for Diversified Transportation for 13 years.
There you go. Now, you drive a lot of people around.
I do.
So I was actually in the vehicle with you a few weeks ago, so you dropped me up to the studio, and we had a great chat. And so when Keith is just like, hey, I got a guy who's like a great like chatter, he'll be able to talk to you, has some great stories, and I said, oh no, I know. I was in the vehicle with him already. So what's cool about yourself and wanting this job here is, like you mentioned, you're retired, but you still want to keep going, you still want to do stuff. And I was like, what's the requirements of a job? And you're like, I just want to talk and meet people. And so that's pretty cool. So like in the position that you've had, like how many people do you drive around? What are the stories that you hear? Like how is this different from being a diversified driver?
Okay, so being a diversified driver is a very serious position.
Okay.
You're handling a big machine to start with.
Right.
And you're in close quarters, tight quarters, and so there's very little interaction with the passengers.
Mm.
Maybe the first passenger you get on the bus, you say good morning. Everybody gets a good morning.
That's right.
Everybody gets a good evening, mm-hmm. Have a nice day. But the first passenger on might chat a little bit until you get the next passenger.
Right.
And after that, it goes quiet.
That's right.
And then when you're dropping off, a lot of times the last passenger, so just you and the last passenger, chat a little bit.
That's right.
A little information, background, have some fun, chat about your day's work, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
But with the shuttle here at Norell, it's much more exciting and interesting,
mm-hmm.
because you get to chat.
That's
but
right.
You gotta learn how to drive, be very focused, and chat at the same time.
That's right.
Which is a little bit of a challenge. It's a little challenge for me. I'm not real, but I've figured it out.
Oh yeah, you figured it out. You got me home in one piece. I was happy with the car ride home.
Yeah, you got to stay focused on the road.
Yeah.
But you got to, it's nice to,
that's
to
right.
chat and get into the conversation as well.
That's it.
So usually when I pick the passengers up, it's good morning.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Usually morning, you're dropping them off, so you're picking them up to take them home.
That's right.
So it's good morning.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Yeah.
And away we go.
There you go.
Away you go. Start with that, and people love to tell you a little bit about themselves and about their history, and then it gets down to, how long have you lived in Fort Mac?
That's right.
That's what it comes down to.
That's right.
And it's fun. People tell me how long they've been here and
that's
how
right.
they got here and how long they're staying.
That's
the other
right.
thing is, how long are you staying?
That's right. That's right.
When did you come and how long are you staying?
Yeah.
And then I get to share my, so they didn't want to hear my story. How
that's
did
right.
I get here?
And, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's back and forth and very interesting.
Yeah, you could be the host of the Mac City Morning Show. Like you could just do it in the van.
Yeah.
So you're asking tons of questions all day long.
Yeah.
So something neat about you is you've always been in the industry of driving. You used to be a long haul truck driver.
Yes.
So how did, see, I got a good memory.
You
so how did you initially get into that industry when you were a young man?
So I guess I haven't always been a driver. Actually, today,
mm-hmm.
is the 23rd anniversary of my obtaining my Class 1 license.
Oh, congratulations. Today. There you go. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I always remember the
day. I would have brought balloons and a cake for you if I would have known.
It was a big day in my life.
Yeah.
Previous to that, I was a dairy farmer, actually.
Right.
And worked, you know, never got past the mailbox too much.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth looking after the cattle. You couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
But
right.
I had the wanderlust. Like, I wanted to see the countryside and I wanted to travel. And never really had an opportunity to do that. Started out married young, family, dairy farm. But then the way things went with the farming industry is the way it's going in a lot of businesses where you either get bigger or you get out.
That's right.
And so we made that decision. So then I said, okay, now's the time for me to go driving.
Right.
And so got my Class 1 and saw most of the United States in the 4 years long haul.
Oh, wow.
And then, but with three teenage children at home, mm-hmm. my wife was holding down the fort.
Right.
Three teenage children, I wanted to be closer to home. So then got my own operating license and had bought my own truck and traveled. I was licensed for Ontario, Quebec.
Right.
I was hauling logs, lumber. Well, I had a flat deck hauling lumber, steel, whatever you can get on a flat deck.
Yeah.
And I had a log trailer, so I hauled logs as well.
Right.
And but in the recession of 2008, something like what we're seeing right now, where the fuel price went out of reach,
mm-hmm.
it come to the point where it wasn't practical anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So shut that business down and then did some other things, but then ended up, the oil sands were still going pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
And so diversified transportation here in Fort McMurray, mm-hmm. along with some other companies. It was a job fair that Calgary Board of Trade or something.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Alberta Board of Trade or something like that brought these companies into the International Center in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I did an interview there, ended up with the job with Diversified. So I had the job with them when I came here.
Nice.
And
that's an easy transition then.
Yeah. And so the Class 1 license, I never drove a coach before, but they took me with a Class 1 and then trained me how to drive the bus.
That's right.
And so I just stayed with it. They were a very good company to work for.
Yeah.
Treated me very well.
Yeah.
I stayed with it, which is what I tend to do.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And just had a really good income and built a good pension.
Right.
And Fort McMurray has just been very good to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
And your children, you had three. Are they in Fort McMurray?
Actually, we have six.
Six?
Six children.
What?
Four girls, two boys.
Okay. Wow, you're like, you don't hear that very often, man.
And 12 grandchildren.
You're a busy man. 12 grandchildren. Oh, my goodness. So, like, where are these six scattered across the world?
So, there's three of them in the Calgary area.
Okay.
One in Calgary and one in Olds, one in Strathmore.
Okay, okay.
And then we have two in Wainwright.
Okay.
Two daughters in Wainwright and one son in Ontario.
Peterborough
area.
Peterborough. Okay, so primarily Alberta though, so you can get around and see them still.
Yeah.
So you just need to get the one over here and then then you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it like having such a big family?
It was so much fun.
Okay.
Oh, it was so much fun.
No doubt.
We had a lot of, you know, ups and downs. And, you know, anybody who's had children, you know, that's all not always a bed of roses. But we both agreed on that when we got married. We wanted a big family.
Mm-hmm.
It was planned that way, or it happened that way.
That's right.
I mean, there's not a lot of planning goes into
that. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
But we both wanted a big family.
Okay.
And we really, really enjoy our family.
That's amazing. Yep. And then obviously, like, your children are, like, if you have 12 grandchildren, like, they're having kids now.
No, the oldest grandchild is 15.
Okay.
Yeah. So then they go on down to one, just 3 years old.
So they're keeping your legacy going with the grandchildren then, too.
Yeah.
So what's it like being, like, okay, it was lots of fun being a dad.
Yeah.
What's it like being a granddad?
Even more fun.
Yeah, no doubt, right?
Fun.
Yeah. Because my dad, like, that... He's a staple in this Toyota dealership more often than not. But he was a cool dad. Like, I got a super cool dad. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But then as a granddad, this guy is, like, I'm just like, who are you? I didn't grow up with this guy. He's way cooler than I even like ever would imagine. So yeah, as a granddad, you're having a good time then.
Yeah, so what I do with my grandchildren is when I go to visit them, depending on their age, if they want to get down on the floor and play with cars and toys on the floor, I get down and play with them.
Right.
If they want to play basketball, play basketball.
Right.
If they want to go outside, minus 30, and play in the snow, I go play in the snow.
Right.
So I just want to pay the most attention to them that I possibly can.
Right, right.
And that's where you get great interaction.
That's awesome, man. That's so good. Yeah. Well, listen, that's the end of the show. Time flies. I know you got to go do some more work. So, but before
do some
I
cut more talking.
You, that's right, exactly. You got to continue the show just without the camera. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mics, the camera, and the lights. Have fun. Anything. You could say hi to your wife. You could say hi to your grandchildren. It's just your time to like.
Hello, yeah. Fort McMurray, and all the people that I know in Fort McMurray, and to my beloved wife, who, by the way, works at Harley-Davidson and is the controller at Harley-Davidson motorcycle. So a little plug for them as well.
There we go. That's a good plug. There you go. Awesome, my man. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with us. Please feel free to come and talk to us anytime. I know, like, you and me could talk for days because that's what we both love doing. So thank you for making the time. I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Cool.
My pleasure.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota, title sponsor, and McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Mac City Minute. We do appreciate it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.